Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. Texans get started back up today. Off-season program begins. We should mention there has been some news in the NFL this morning. DeForest Buckner signs a two-year, $46 million contract extension with the Colts. He is signed up with the Colts now through 2026. Yeah. The one that probably impacts the Texans a little bit more, or probably has a little more juice to it for Texan fans, Devontae Smith, wide receiver for the Eagles, drafted the same season as the same draft as Nico Collins. He was the 10th overall pick in that draft. He signed a three-year extension with the Eagles this morning, which includes $51 million guaranteed. I've not seen any reports of the overall money, but at least $51 million guaranteed. And that is a three-year extension on top of his fifth-year option next year. He's a first-round pick, so he's under contract this year and was already under contract next year. Yeah. And now there's three more years on top of that for at least $51 million guaranteed. I think two things, Seth, real quick. Nico Collins will obviously have an eye on these overall numbers for Devontae Smith because he's a receiver in the same class as him. And Devontae Smith's been really good for the Eagles. He's not had as good a season as Nico had the one season last year. He's been more consistent through the 3 years, but Nico was dynamite last year. The other thing I think here is that anybody who's like, well, but they're paying Diggs this year, and can they still extend Nico and then tank down the road and blah, blah, blah. A.J. Brown's on this team. Devontae Smith is now a paid-made guy on this team. They've got a quarterback who's going to be making $50 million. You can make work what you want to make work. You're just going to have to give up things in other areas of the team. So it's, you know, for the Texans, I personally think a lot of this cap space they've still got left is there as dry powder to do something with Nico this offseason. We'll see.
Yeah, I think it might be one of those things that neither side is overly urgent to get done.
Maybe.
Because Nico, when he was on TJ Houshmandzadeh's podcast, I watched the entire interview, and he very much stressed that he wasn't in a hurry to get a contract done because he feels he still has a lot to prove. So, you bring up that, you know, Devontae Smith hasn't had an individual season quite like Nico's had, which is true. Like, but, I mean, he's come close. 2 years ago, he had 1,200 yards receiving.
True.
Seven touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, Nico, if he'd stayed healthy this entire year, I mean, he ended up with almost 1,300 yards. So it could have been a 1,400 or 1,500-yard season if he'd stayed healthy. But has not nearly been as consistent as Devontae Smith. I think Devontae Smith, though, if you look at his production, all right, two of those years he did it with A.J. Brown next to him, soaking up a certain amount of attention. So, it's interesting because A.J. Brown looks a lot like Nico Collins. Devontae Smith looks a lot like Tank Dell.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so many reps to go around. You got a Dallas Goedert there. So, I don't know if Nico statistically should expect to have the type of season he had last year. He could be a better receiver, but not statistically have the same output. And maybe he ends up having a year like Devontae Smith did last year or let's say 2 years ago when their offense was really good. He had 1,196 yards receiving.
The deal is four. I'm looking at it now. I got the overall numbers. The deal is 4 years. So they've agreed to a four-year, $90 million extension. That includes the fifth-year option that got picked up for $15 million. So the new money on the deal is about 3 years, $75 million with $51 million guaranteed. So about $25 million a year. Man, that's for Devontae Smith. That's two $25 million receivers on the same team as a quarterback who's making upwards of $50 million in Jalen Hurts.
They've got it right. Yeah, you talk about trying to maximize your rookie QB window, rookie contract window with your QB. The Eagles are past that point where they've paid their quarterback, but now they're also paying a couple of wide receivers. Like, you gotta rob Peter to pay Paul at some point there. It's hard to juggle all of this. And it's not like they don't have high-dollar guys elsewhere either.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, they got a
that's
lot
where,
of guys.
I mean, it's really the interesting. We won't worry about that. We'll worry about this little two-year window the Texans have right now.
Yeah.
At some point, yeah, you got to pay the piper at some point. The other thing, when you mentioned the extensions there with DeForest Buckner, the defensive tackle, being the other contract extension announced this morning.
Yep.
Chris Ballard, the GM, said something that is, like, even more true than I think what he realizes. He says, DeForest has been the epitome of what it means to be a Colt the last 4 years. And I feel like for the last 4 years especially, he's a really good position player who isn't a quarterback. Like, that's exactly what the Colts have been the last 4 years.
That's right.
They've been Chris Ballard's done a hell of a job, except for finding a quarterback. It's really hard to do. If you just want to feel good about the position you're in right now, Chris Ballard, Nick Caserio, I don't know. Take one, give me the other. I don't know if you can tell the difference between the two. It's that one happened to just be in the right circumstances to take a quarterback. It looks like he's the right guy. And Chris Ballard has been out there twisting in the wind, trying every old hag he can throw in there at quarterback. Finally gets a young guy this year and ends up having to play a not-so-old hag, but a hag nonetheless in Gardner Minshew.
That'd be great if they signed Ryan Tannehill and they said the exact same thing you just said about DeForest Buckner.
Like, he's the epitome,
of a Colt. Yep.
It's a quarterback.
Old, broken down quarterback who's on his fourth team or whatever it is. Yeah.
I guess Carson Wentz wasn't old, you know, but he was already broken down.
Yep. D'Amico Ryans, CJ Stroud, Will Anderson, going to meet with the media in a couple of hours here. We're now into the offseason program. Do you have a priority list of Texans that you're looking to hear from here at these pressers?
Yes.
You do?
100% Stephon Diggs at some point.
Some point, right? No pressure.
If only to confirm his existence within the city limits.
Thank you.
Remember, I inaccurately said that they were working out in Houston when they were working out at UCLA last week.
Yep.
And I'd still get the random comment, somebody telling me on YouTube that I was wrong on that. So Stephon Diggs is a huge one. I'm looking forward to seeing, like, D'Nico Autry. We've already seen Danielle Hunter. D'Nico Autry didn't do a press conference, though, did he?
No.
Did I recall?
Nope.
Yeah, okay.
Nope.
So we've already seen a Danielle Hunter press conference, because why not? He's right down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You can just drive on in. Tank Dell. Tank Dell's the one I'm looking forward to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See how the leg is? How'd the offseason go?
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling about your new teammate, Stephon Diggs, who they actually spent some time? They were both at that workout you're talking about at UCLA.
Yep. Al Shire, the linebacker, because he was somebody the Texans, according to Caserio, Caserio said they pursued him last year, but he only signed a 1-year deal with the Titans, so I'm guessing the Texans didn't pursue him that hard. And he ends up with D'Amico now after a 2-year hiatus. But when he was with D'Amico in San Francisco, was like a Sam linebacker who didn't play that much, but then could fill in a pinch and play Mike or Will. And now he's going to be one of the main guys. I'm just kind of curious to hear what D'Amico's influence has been on him, because I think it's going to be very similar, hopefully, to Christian Harris and D'Amico's influence on Christian Harris.
I've got a few. Jalen Petrie. I need to hear from Jalen Petrie, because we heard very little from Jalen Petrie this year because he was not a guy playing at a level where they were trotting him to the podium or bringing him onto the postgame show with us, you know, where you get public comment from him. I know he's been out and about doing some charity things this offseason and whatnot. Those aren't press conferences. You know, those are public appearances or whatever. Those are more fluffy and feel-good kind of things. You know, I kind of want to know what Jalen Petrie thinks about his sophomore season in the NFL and what he's doing to improve upon that.
Right, yeah. I would say him and Damian Pierce are the two guys where you're kind of curious to see, all right, how are you approaching this offseason? What lessons did you learn last year? And, like, what's going to be different this year? Yeah.
Those
are the two?
Pierce was going to be the other one. Yeah. Well, Pierce said it himself on the postgame show with me and Clint that the Texans aren't going to get the version of me that they're looking for until next season. Next season is here, basically. I mean, it's, you know, it's the next offseason is here.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other two guys are Jeff Okuda and CJ Henderson, the two guys that they signed at cornerback.
Good one.
That I'm not really penciling in either of one of those guys as a starter. I think they were brought in to compete. They're brought in on nice contracts, don't get me wrong, but they're brought in to compete, and they're former high first-round picks. Both of them go in the top 10 of the exact same draft 3 years ago, and there's upside there. I think Jeff Okuda might be the one that, you know, just by virtue of, like, both these guys have been on two teams already. They've both been shipped out by the team that drafted them. They've been on a second team. But Okuda was in Atlanta last year and played a fair amount. And I think it might have been as simple as just not the right fit or the right scheme. And perhaps there's some upside there.
Yeah.
But I'd like to just see how these guys are approaching everything.
If one of those guys turns into a serviceable starting cornerback, you're laughing. If you're a Texan fan, like one, you just need one of them to turn into a service, as of right now, a serviceable starter. I think there's probably another move to be made at that position. We'll see. So, do you think Diggs is there today?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to tell myself that I don't care if he is or if he isn't.
Yeah.
But I'd prefer that he's there.
Yeah, of course.
I prefer that he's just. I just want, since they lopped off the final 3 years of his contract, to presumably just get a guy who's not being distracted about wanting, you know, a renegotiation or something like that, or a guy that feels like he's trapped. I want to see a Stephon Diggs that shows up and is every bit like the model pupil.
The year one
Diggs.
Just
like, yep, I'm going to be doing everything he can to show whoever his next team or next contract is that, oh, yep. I'm Johnny on the spot, this version of Stephon Diggs. Yes, sir.
Landry Locker and Brandon Scott is in for John Lopez. They are in studio here with us. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy Reaction Monday.
Happy Indeed. Reaction Monday to both of you as well. Do you guys think Stephon Diggs is there today?
That would be brazen.
Maybe.
To put Stephon Diggs out there and not speak. That would be.
I thought they should add a presser with him. You know me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If he's not going to talk, then that would be really weird.
So for him to be in the building and not do a press conference.
That would be really awkward.
Okay, that would be awkward.
I don't know why I didn't get a press conference in the first place.
Yeah.
I know it's just me. It's kind of whack, but.
No. I think there, because one of the answers might be that maybe Steph Diggs didn't feel like doing a press conference.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still tweeting somewhat cryptically.
Yeah, it feels like he would like to talk.
Yeah. I mean, what would you
be scared of that he's going to say something about Buffalo? Like, I don't, who cares? I just thought, I think if you laid out all the offseason moves, I think this was perhaps the most polarizing, exciting. Like, I think there was a lot of excitement. I'm seeing Calvin Ridley and L'Jarius Sneed getting press conferences, and I'm just like, there's a lot of excitement here. Like, if there was ever a time, now there were times where they wouldn't have press conferences, and I would be like, yeah, that's probably a smart decision.
That's a good idea.
That's probably a smart decision. But in this instance, maybe this would have been.
But also, like, with all due respect to my colleagues in the Texans media corps, it's not like we're a menacing media.
It's like you can just
send them out there and everything's going to be fine. I can promise you.
And there's an answer. There's a canned answer to the Buffalo stuff that you go, you know, it's a new start. It's a new start. You know,
nobody's going to be like, hey, Steph. Don't you feel like Terry Pegula should have done more to make you happy? And why is Cal McNair any different?
Barry Warner's not walking through that door. Yeah. Congrats, Landry. 4-3 lead in the Silver Boot right now?
Yes. And you know what? I think it was all just because the Rangers just couldn't be quiet while whooping up on the Astros. It feels like they kind of woke them up, throwing at Alvarez, and the Astros had that 5-run inning, and then
sleeping giant, baby.
They beat them 21-7 from that point forward. So they woke them up.
Yep.
Why is that a congratulations, Solander?
Because I'm focused on the Silver Boot. Yeah. I'm not worried about anything but the Silver Boot.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Landry's been campaigning for that Rangers Astros rivalry ever since last year. Like before we actually really got it in the postseason.
Yeah.
Landry was talking about that early on in the regular season.
We're up 4-3 on him right now,
he's on that. Yeah.
Thank God they're playing the Rangers.
Yeah.
Braves now.
They did play the Rangers.
I don't mean these next 3 days.
Not the best lineup of the rotation.
The odds the next few days, not favorable.
No. Yeah.
Not a big fan of this rotation.
Yeah. Take the over.
This rotation against that lineup.
Bullpen. Ice up, sons.
I don't feel good about it.
I know. Be
Seth
ready.
Seth Martinez, be ready, buddy.
Be ready. Oh, man. Exactly.
You can't. I believe in... Well, I don't not believe in Spencer Arrighetti.
I'm ready to give him another shot.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.